Welcome back to Daf and Depth, Shabbos Daf Nun Aleph. So the last memra in Perek Bamet Toimin, towards the top of Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a halacha. Ve'ein mirazkin loyas hashelag v'loyas habarad b'Shabbos b'shvil sheyazuvu memo. A person may not grind up or crush snow or ice on Shabbos in order that the water should flow, that it should turn into a drinkable liquid. Avol noisin l'toich ha'kois, l'toich ha'ka'ora v'ein e'cheshish, is allowed to put it into a cup or into a pot v'ein e'cheshish, that is mutter. Now, what is the reason? What's the yisoid ha'isser of risuk, sheleg, and barad on Shabbos? So Rashi says, v'ein meraskin, k'moy meraskin m'shabrin l'chatiches dakois, k'dei sh'yazuvu meimov mishum d'kamoylid b'Shabbos. V'dami l'melocha sh'boirei ha'mayim ha'elu. The reason why it's usher is because of something called Meilir on Shabbos, and it's dummy to a malacha of creating these waters. Rashi seems to say that the reason why it's usher is a srach malacha. We're concerned that if a person is allowed to do a risuk of Sheleg, he's going to perhaps come to do some other type of creation. And that's why you're not to do this risuk of the Sheleg on Shabbos. The Rambam and Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rashba, the Ran, they all write that the reason why it's usher to be merasik sheleg on Shabbos is a gzera, since the Torah asserted schitas peiros, peiros that are oim de mamashkin. The Torah said there's an iser schita, so too there's an iser to be merasik ice or sheleg on Shabbos and turn it into mashke. Otu, we're concerned that a person may come to do schita on peiros. That is a second mahalach to understand the iser of risuk. The third shita is the Sefer HaTruma. It's to be found in Siman Reish Lamed Hey, but all the Rishonim bring it down. And he writes that the Isser is Noilad. And the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ran understand that the Sefer HaTruma's Siba for Isser is because water that comes from grinding up ice is considered Noilad, since it wasn't around on Shabbos. And now we have this new Bria called water that came from the Sheleg or came from the ice. Therefore, it's Usser. And it comes out that this Isser is a Isser of Muktzah. And these Rishonim say, no, we don't agree. Water that comes from snow or comes from ice is not Noilad. Because once upon a time, this was water also. Now it got frozen. So it was once Mashke, and now it's Mashke again. That is not called Noilad. However, although these Rishonim understand that the reason why the Sefer Truma holds its Isser is because of Noilad, the Rush, the Arzurua, and others seem to understand that the reason why the Sefer HaTruma asserted has nothing to do with Noilad. It's similar to Rashi. They say the Isser is Moilad, Moilad Mayim. And therefore, Sefer HaTruma is exactly like Rashi. And there's no Muksa at all. And a big nafkamina between understanding the Sefer HaTruma, whether it's Noilad or whether it's Moilad, what's the halacha if it's Nimuach Me'elav, if it melts on its own? If you say that the reason why it's Isser is because of Noilad, so it doesn't matter if you did the Maisa Risuk or just melted on its own. It's going to be Noilad. It's something new here. However, if you say that the reason why it's Usher is because of Meilad like Rashi, that's only going to be if you do a Maisa Risuk. There's a Gzera because of a Srach Malacha. It looks like you're creating water. You're being Boyer Mayim like Rashi's Lashon is. However, if it happens on its own, there it's going to be Mutter. The Sefer HaTruma actually says that the same way that it's Usher to be Merasik Kerach and turn it into water, it's also Usher to be Merasik Shuman Karush, which means congealed fats, and turn them into shuma nizli, turn into liquid, into oil. And he says, therefore, it's usher to put chunks of shuman karish, congealed shuman, next to a fire to warm it up, because now it's going to turn into this liquid oil, and that's usher on Shabbos. It's nila, just like grinding up ice or letting the ice melt on its own. However, many Rishonim, again, argue in the Sefer HaTruma, and they say that the isser is dafka to do a risuk b'yadayim. But if you don't do the risuk b'yadayim, there's no isser. Even if you put it next to the fire and it melts. And this is going to be telling the same achlekes that we had before by ice and by snow. Now the iser of placing this shuman karosh next to the fire on Shabbos and then it will turn into a liquid form. So if you say that the reason why the Sefer HaTruma asserted risuk sheleg and risuk bar on Shabbos is because of Noilad, so we understand that the reason why it's usher to put the shuman karosh next to a fire is because, again, you're creating something new. However, if you say that the reason why it's usher to do risuk of sheleg and barad is like Rashi says, because of meilad, then you have to say, which is a tremendous chiddush, that the Sefer HaTruma understood that putting a shuman karosh next to a fire is also some kind of bria, some kind of creation, which on that you could also say gzera, that if we allow you to put these chatichas, these pieces of shuman karash next to a fire, there's some kind of srach malacha of creating something new on Shabbos. And therefore, it's going to be usher as well. Have a wonderful day.